I was there. I'm here.
Oh, great, great. So the Justins are here with me. Pankaj got pulled away to a class conflict. So I think we should go ahead and just get started.
Yeah.
I'm going to, because I know it's kind of late there for you, I'm going to share my...
Yeah. To be very frank, I have something on the fire, so I may have to jump out.
At oh, that's fine. Thank you. I know you're
I'm cooking.
let me just open my... I put some notes on the wiki, so I thought we would kind of just follow along on that. let me just share my screen here.
You share, okay.
Yeah, I can share my screen. And then we'll get, you know, maybe we can just move through this fairly quickly. And just see something, oh yes, that was your response for the about the Skype message, so I want to make sure I didn't lose that. I'm sorry. Here we go. Sharing my screen now. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Good, good. So I put a few notes here as sort of a kind of a preliminary agenda. Since Pankaj, I was going to remind Pankaj that from last time that he said he was going to circulate a version of the proposal.
Yeah.
In a cleaned up form, but he's not here, so.
Yeah, it would be very handy to have a kind of abstract of the proposal, an official one that we can share with partners or with colleagues.
Yes, yes. So that would be a great idea. And the next question on here was whether or not we need to circulate a new doodle poll, because I think this time actually doesn't work for some people.
It seems, yes, Chris was not available either.
Yeah. Sure. Did Chris say he couldn't come? But the one problem is that this is this time when Eugene is teaching.
Yeah. It seemed that Pankaj told us that after 20 of March, Pankaj wouldn't have such a busy timing. So we
right, right. He'll be done teaching the end of next week. So that'll be good. So I think we probably do need to circulate it again. So, okay. Any other kind of general, and I am recording this, so don't say anything bad about anybody. And then Pankaj can listen to it later, so.
So.
Just make sure that that's working.
Right. Let me think.
Yeah, it's working. Okay, that's why the word
dot. Yeah, can we also, because I'm not used with the NSF award, and how should I mention on the crop ontology a small news that we contribute to Planteum, crop ontology contributes to Planteum.
Right.
Do we have to put a logo? Do we have to refer to NSF something?
Yeah, it would be good actually to put the NSF logo if you have an announcement there. And I can send you the link to those. I have them on Dropbox.
Okay.
Because I've used them for like our presentation and so on at PEG. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So I will make a note to send you the logo.
Right.
Good. Okay. And so why don't we just go ahead and Justin, I put a few notes from your last email about the Amigo 2. So maybe you can just tell us a little bit about what progress you guys have made in the IT group.
After working with Seth from the Genealogy folks, I got an Amigo 2 instance up and running on our own server. It's just running the Go and a small test set of annotations just to make sure that we get it working.
Great.
Justin, your mic is not really... You cannot improve.
We're having.
No, I already tried. I will work on it after this for the next meeting, okay, but I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, no problem. I'm trying to catch everything.
Yeah, and I am recording it, and so I'll make some notes. I don't know what the deal is with your mic. It's kind of weird.
It's probably because I'm trying to use it through a virtual box, and it's not right.
Yeah.
What I understood from what you said is you install an instance of Amigo 2. That's it.
Yeah.
And on your server, it's up and running, and you started to test annotations.
Yeah, Google is
not. Yeah, so the next step is to work on theming it to Zisco.go's stuff and look at adding the other ontologies and annotation data.
Sorry. I'm trying to pull it up here so I can show you.
Ah, okay.
I need to make a bookmark to it. But right now it kind of looks like a Go page.
Yeah.
It looks exactly the same as well.
Yeah, and so if you want to explore it, you just go under ontology, go search ontology.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Justin?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it does look like there's other ones here. Is this?
Yeah, it does. I thought I sent you a list of what ontology does pull in by default.
Yeah, so it'd be really helpful to get those notes onto the wiki page so I don't have to like search through emails to find them. Are you keeping notes somewhere besides the wiki page? Or I'm a
little let me send you the link to it.
Because we kind of need to have everything in one place so I can keep track of this. Pankaj was asking me yesterday about notes on the wiki, and so I looked at it this morning, but it's really hard if I have to look through emails to find this stuff. So the PO is there, yeah.
Yeah, and I just sent you a chat with the link to my install notes, but they're install notes. So
they're what?
For the install, they're not going to be super useful for you guys, but they're still there.
Right, okay. So maybe you can put that link after the call. You could put that link on the wiki as well. Or like copied over to the wiki, so that Pankaj wants to have notes from the different groups on there. So that's kind of the idea of the, so that we can keep track of things. So this is great. So this is really coming along. And we had a meeting with Eugene, and I don't remember what his student's name was. I guess the student was just there at the very end, but talked about this a little bit more earlier this week. Hey, Dennis, I see your smiling face there.
Want to help me shovel snow?
We need some snow out here. It's like been 60 degrees and all the trees are blooming. We're just suffering terribly.
We just got 8 inches this morning.
Ah.
Yeah, I know that's nothing for the Edmonton people, but.
But boy, the West, we're having like no winter, basically.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, we're suffering terribly.
Yes.
But we may be suffering this summer.
Yeah, we'll make it up. We'll make up for it in July.
We may have a drought this summer. But anyway, it's great to see you. We're just looking at the new Amigo 2 draft version of it that's up. Just showing us what they've done so far on it.
So, can I have a question?
Uh-huh.
It's just that I remember from a previous call that Chris Mongel, but perhaps I didn't understand, mentioned Amigo 4. So we are on Amigo 2 here. So what is the, is it a new release for Amigo 4, which is not yet full production version? Or?
I don't think that's...
I've never heard of that. I think the version we're running is 2.2.3. He might have meant there was a 2.2.4.
Wonderland.
But I am running current SBN. I actually am a version ahead of what they have in Amigo.gmail.com.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, maybe he was just using the 4
as a shortcut to the 2
PPH. I've never seen Amigo 4. We're on Protégé 4, but that was probably different.
Okay. Yeah,
now Dennis has disappeared from his little... His picture is there, but there's no one there. Come back, Dennis. Okay. So, Justin, any other comments about this? I'll go back to the agenda.
The only thing is I was wondering whether you'd rather I work on the theming stuff or the adding the other ontologies working on the logo.
Well, let's just look and see what ontologies there are there, because it looks like...
Mm-hmm.
How do I see them again? Oh, get rid of the filter.
Yeah. Filter to me.
Maybe we could get rid of some of the ontologies that we don't need, like mouse anatomy.
Yeah, probably.
That would be helpful.
Keep on the on
plants. You said that you had a go. You had a problem with the NCBI taxonomy.
Yeah, apparently it's huge, and it wouldn't actually, the server was running the swap, and I let it run for about 2 days, and it still wasn't finished.
So maybe we could look into just loading a branch of it, the plant branch.
Possibly, yeah.
Hey, Justin, is this data load just a complete copy of Go's current release?
Of the ontologies, yes, except for the NCBI taxon.
Uh-huh.
And it's only a small test annotation log.
Got it.
But it took about 2 hours to load the ontologies, and then you load the annotations separately, and that took, with the test load, about 4 minutes.
About how long?
4 minutes.
Oh, 4 minutes.
Okay.
But it's just a small test set, so I don't know how long it would take with the big thing. But I can work on that.
Of course, to keep in mind there is that once the initial annotation load is done, if everything after that is differential, then future loads will be
less. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I
would say that, you know, if we can get rid of the ones that we don't need, that would maybe help. And then
okay. Let me know which ones I do need.
Well, like mouse ontology we don't need.
And right.
Adult mouse anatomy. Keep quality, keep cell, keep plant anatomy. What's eco?
I don't know. In the chat, I sent you the list of the ontologies as it actually pulled from.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that. My email is a nightmare.
No, the chat for Zoom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, the Zoom chat. Figure out how to get to that. More. Maybe it's here. Ah, chat. There's a little red two there. Ah, okay, yeah. Okay, well, I will take a look at these. Oh, yes. I do remember. Yes, I think you sent me this on Skype yesterday or something.
Yeah, I did.
Kind of a crazy week, I'm sorry. yeah, so I don't know what this eco is, but I'll take a look at these.
Yeah.
So it'd be good if we could get the TO in there.
Right. Like I said, this was just a test just to make sure I could get it working. Yeah. I can work on doing the other ones. And I don't know if the Perl ones are current either. I don't know if we need to have local places where I thought.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody understands the functional objective of what Justin was just trying to do, right? It was to get the technology platform working, not necessarily make sure that the data reflects.
Right. But his question was, is the priority the theming or loading the ontologies? So I'm saying, yes, I think my priority would be to load the ontologies. And I would say get rid of the ones we don't need and add the ones that we do need so we can see how they fit together.
All right, one of the other things I'm working on is to be able to do the load from the compute node so that I can have enough memory to actually not run into the same issue.
Okay, that sounds good. I didn't quite catch the last word, but...
Issue.
You just have to really speak slowly and enunciate, I think.
Sorry.
And then buy a new mic.
Yeah. No, I think it's the virtual box problem. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is great, Justin.
Okay.
Super. Any other comments or questions from the audience here? We seem to have lost Dennis. We have a lovely...
I'm the only one in the audience.
We have a lovely picture of his kitchen, but...
Yeah, really. Dennis,
I saw someone walk by.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, so it's still live. There's no one.
He's moving around.
It does look like his house. It doesn't look like his office. Okay, so Justin Priest, do you want to give any updates on from your end? I was hoping that Dennis would be here for this, but
Yeah, sure.
But you can go ahead.
Yeah, on the image annotation portion of the project, our last large group meeting was February 12th, which unbelievably is like 3 weeks ago now. And in that meeting, we did a very deep technical dive of setting up a BSC development environment for Sunisa Todorovic's graduate students to start working on developing image annotation modules within BSC. And just to review for everybody, BSC is the image annotation portion of the iPlant project, and will be the environment in which we are implementing image annotation for Plantio. They have done some aspects of segmentation in BSC in the past, but nothing like what we're trying to implement. And so it requires some new technology. In that meeting, we decided to focus on the first phase of image annotation on building a basic user interface that allows for single segmentation input. It sends it over to the BSC server and it comes back and gives them a segmented image. That is less functionality than what we can currently do with the ISO desktop tool, but that's okay. The reason for it is that BSC does not have the architecture of their software set up to allow for interactive segmentation over the network.
Oh.
With ISO, that's a desktop tool, so you're doing everything right there on your machine. What we're trying to do now is move image annotation to the web. It is the right place for it, but it requires some new architecture. Right. The BSC guys, independent of our project, are developing a more synchronous interactive mode for all of their image annotation projects that they have going on in BSC. And as soon as that is ready, then we will start to work with them on bringing our graph cuts segmentation into that environment. In the meantime, we're just going to focus on getting one trip working and get Sunisa's graduate students comfortable developing in the environment. I created a draft document of specs in Google Drive, and I've linked to that off of a wiki page that you can get to via image annotation.
So where is that link?
If you refresh your page, oh, there it is.
Ah, great.
Under goals and objectives. It's actually a rabbit hole. You click on that, and then it says draft document, which I've not shared with all the developers yet. I need to do that shortly. But you can see it there.
But we can view it.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah, good.
And basically that starts to articulate phase one and
excellent.
Phase two development,
and
features, implementations, dependencies, that kind of stuff. Yeah. We're gonna let everybody fight over the actual requirements in the image annotation group before we put more specific timelines on it. So right now it's the very vague seasonal goal of spring, summer for the first phase. But as soon as the features and the dependencies and the implementation portion are all fought over, then we'll do something a little more detailed with regards to timeline and goals.
Great.
But that's where we are, and we're going to have a follow-up meeting on this shortly. I want to give people about 5 working days to play with the document and give their feedback.
So do you need us to give you feedback, or this is more for your internal group?
This is more technical.
Okay.
But as soon as they settle on the – as soon as basically Sunisa and
right.
the BSC group
yeah.
agree to the feature list for the first couple of phases, then
okay.
we certainly will share that with the whole group and make sure that that meets the objectives of the larger group.
Perfect. Perfect. Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are making good progress.
So looking forward to this.
I've been getting comments from colleagues, which is kind of interesting, that these guys I work with down at NYU and places, that the gene ontology often doesn't really tell you anything, you know, in terms of what it actually relates to anything that might go on in the organism beyond, I don't know, I'm just making something up, but sulfur-related metabolism or something like that.
Right.
So they were thinking, and I've been thinking about this for a while, actually, how to do this with a postdoc I get, but to try to do more relationships between the gene ontology and the plant ontology. You know, come up with take a lot of these things in these pathways and stuff and start relating them to final structures, because we know that, but people just haven't done it.
Right, right.
And that's our utility side, you know, for the plant genome, I think.
Right. And as we get our browser working where we can display the different ontologies, that'll become more possible, I think.
Because now we're not only do we have, you know, the plant ontology, but we've moved into development and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I think it's more incumbent on us now to begin to build these lines. So when people go to the gene ontology, they can end up in the developmental part and then in the actual structural part.
Right. We had a meeting about the user interface with Pankaj mm-hmm. and Eugene. Was that Monday? Sometime earlier this week.
Yeah.
Before the internet broke. And Pankaj showed a really nice example of a network graph. And, you know, that's sort of how I imagine that where we kind of want to go with this kind of thing, where you can say, you know, you can look at all the genes that are involved in the biological processes from GO and the molecular functions, and intermixed with the plant anatomy and development stage terms. So,
yeah, I was going to bring up exactly the same thing.
Well, it's sort of like an overlap, isn't it? I mean, in a way, it's a little bit like, I'm just thinking out loud now, but it's a little bit like using sun gear type diagrams or something, where these things also often have more than one thing that goes on as the end result, that they participate in more than one thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are those kind of interlocked, how do I put it?
So I'm glad you're able to
type things in a way. It would give you, like, this thing is really important in this aspect, but less important in another aspect or something.
Sure. It's a good thing to keep in mind as we move forward. Do you need to talk about the sample images? Because there was a comment on last month's call notes here. So these notes that I'm showing on the screen here, mm-hmm. I put from last week, but actually it was a month ago. Yeah. Dennis, you and Justin were working on getting sample images.
Yeah, we have some. If we want to make more, I can start making more.
Ah,
I have them.
Yeah, go ahead, Elizabeth.
I don't know. On Skype, I saw somebody trying to wave at us, but
let me see what he says here. Sorry.
For example, we also have some of these that we've been developing. It's a little bit different than what we do, but it's not out of the question. In the Avatol project for the Tree of Life, we started looking at leaf clearings so we could do leaf venation samples, because they're quite different in different plant groups, and so they're fairly diagnostic. And they're sort of lend themselves to machine learning because they're fairly discrete. And so we have those in morphology too, issues that we could do like that.
Well, I think that can definitely, I hope that would be the source of it. Since Sunisa is not here, I don't want to overcommit to exactly the kinds of images that they think they want to use for testing and machine learning, but I bet I think that should be our primary source, what you're discussing.
Okay, so I'll get at that. And then there's some other nice straight anatomical issues where you might have a cross-section of a stem.
Mm-hmm.
And you could identify cell and tissue types and also nomenclatures of the arrangements of those. So I think that's another one where we could do it fairly, you know, do what you were doing before fairly quickly, and it would probably be useful for people in teaching.
That sounds great. I've had my head a little too deep in requirements recently. I should have given a slightly higher level summary instead, that with regard to what you just said about machine learning and image annotation, that's phase three of the image annotation project is where the machine learning falls. Mm-hmm. Phase one and two is basically put what you've seen with ISO in BISC. That's what the first couple of phases are. Make that work on iPlant's environment. Anything we could do on the desktop tool now, we need to put it over there. And that includes ontology annotation and integration, which I did not mention. Phase three, we'll get to the machine learning, but that gives us time where we can be working in parallel to the software developers' efforts and make sure we have the right images collected in the right scale and quantity so that they can be ready to use them when it comes time.
I think what I'll do is send you, I'm looking at Laurel's notes now. I'll send you the CD that goes with the textbook. I'll send you a copy of it.
Oh great.
That'd be great. Thank you.
There's both a link and that. And since we're doing the second edition, it's really kind of cool if we can integrate this.
I'd love to see that. Thanks.
And I think there's no problems with, there would be no problems with that with Wiley.
Okay. Copyright issues.
Well, you know, but I mean, if we're setting up something where that's interfaced into this, it's in their best interest.
Okay.
From a sales point of view, right? I think. I don't know. You know. Oops.
Yeah, we can certainly.
Yeah.
Link to them or cite them or. So I think Eugene has just joined us. Sorry for being sort of distracted there. I was busy adding some people here. Eugene, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Welcome. Ah, there you are. Hi. So Justin and Dennis were just, here's our agenda here. I think you can see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, good. Justin and Dennis were just talking about getting some sample images that Dennis has generated from the New York Botanic Garden. So the other people on the call are Justin Preece is here with me.
Hi.
Pankaj got pulled away because of class commitments today. Being the last week of class, they had a lab presentations going on or something.
See, if you had our snow, he wouldn't have had to do that.
Right.
And Dennis is here. And Elizabeth is on, and her video is not on, but that's her there.
Yeah, I'm afraid that it may slow down my connection at home.
Oh, so. That's fine. No problem. We can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Do you recognize my kitchen?
Your kitchen is
lovely. We admire it.
Laurel's been here.
I have been there.
Yeah.
Pankaj cooked us a nice dinner there one time.
Yep.
And Justin Elser, are you still on the call? His mic is muted right now.
I was just muted because my mic is terrible.
Oh, okay. That's great. And I just talked to George on email, and I think he's maybe trying to join. So we'll just have to continue here. Eugene, we had talked a little bit about the Amigo 2 stuff that we talked with you a little bit about on Monday. So you've already seen that demo, and
yes.
Justin gave us a little update on what they're doing there, which mm-hmm. I think you're probably familiar with. So
I don't know, Eugene, I don't know if you know, but I do have it working on our site now.
Great, great.
So you can check that out at dev.plantium.org.
I will definitely do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then we were looking at some of which ontologies are up there. And Justin's going to work on refining the list of ontologies that are there and then work on the theming as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that progresses. So the next update is from the ontologies working group. So we've been meeting weekly, and last week we met, someone was in the office here. Last week we met and looked at the progress that I'm working on a project with MazeGDB on the Panzea data set. So we have some updates on that. So there's notes on all this. Let me just go to the other page. Get distracted there for a second. Right. So we have a list of our meetings here from February and then starting in March. So I'll just show you this really quick. So this is an example of some of the data. This is how it looks in the Panzea database. And we're annotating that with ontology terms, and that's being displayed at MazeGDB. And those annotations will also be in the Plantium. And then later in February, we also met and with Elizabeth, showed us some information about the crop ontology structure. We looked at that, and we had some discussion about Barry last week went to United Nations and introduced the Plantium at the United Nations Environmental Program. So we've been having some discussion online. I need to fill in the notes in there about that meeting. But we did meet yesterday, actually Tuesday, but because of the internet failure on campus, it's been bumped to tomorrow. So we don't have any report from that meeting. But tomorrow, we'll be having a meeting with Rosemary Shretha, who's the data coordinator from CIMMYT. She works on the wheat and maize ontologies, trade ontologies, with Elizabeth. So do you want to add anything to that, Elizabeth?
Yeah, just, Laurel, to say that Rosemary informed me that now she works only on wheat.
Oh, she only works on wheat now.
And yeah, Marisna is the other lady, I forgot her name, but you know her anyway. So Kate. Kate is taking care of mice because they are both now data managers. So it was quite
Lot of work. So they share. I know Kate really well, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's not a big change, but it's worth to be said.
Yeah.
And just today, thanks to the reading platform grant, Leo Valette started to help me with the curation of the content. So this is not the postdoc position of Planteum. This is the IBP master position. Leo has been working with me last year on the crop ontology, more on the participatory breeding, but he started today and is there to curate the traits with the centers. So despite he won't be involved directly in the work in the working group, he will contribute in a way or another. So he will join tomorrow Zoom.
Wonderful. Right. Wonderful. Yeah. And Elizabeth, do you want to give us an update on the process of hiring that for that postdoc position?
Yeah, so the advertisement has been published on our site and on our Twitter, on our social meetings. And so we received 13 biodata in all. I made the first selection because the thing is biodiversity attracts a lot of agronomic background, and some of them applied more for with an interest in the in the breeding management system than in ontology. So I made already a medium list. Mm-hmm. So the human resources asked me to prepare a question. So they will make a written assignment to the candidates of the medium list, which will help selecting further and shortlisting only three candidates, I think.
Great.
So, and so we invited you to be in the panel, Laurel. You accepted. We are pleased. Another member of the panel will be Meda Dever from the CGI Consortium Office, because she's the knowledge manager of the Consortium Office. And they are also looking at ontologies for the CGI Open Data Strategy. So I think it's where she comes. And probably Mathieu Rouard, our bioinformatician in Bioversity, will join too. So this will be the panel. Mathieu Rouard is the bioinformatician working on banana genome data. He collaborates with Lucas Miller in Cornell, and he developed the Banana Hub. They published a paper last year in Database Journal on the Banana Hub.
Great.
And they already link some genetic data to phenotypic data.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. And so one other little update in terms of, it's not directly related to the ontology working group, but it is important for our project, is I'm involved with a wheat data interoperability working group, which is part of the Research Data Alliance. And we had a meeting yesterday because the Research Data Alliance is having their plenary next week in San Diego. And so a number of people from the Wheat Data Interoperability Working Group are going to be in San Diego at the meeting, and they're presenting some work that we've done recently on interoperability, data standard interoperability for wheat. And part of this is we did a survey of all ontologies around the world that are involved with wheat, and of course, or could be involved with annotating wheat data, and of course, the Planteum ontologies are strongly represented there. Mm-hmm. So that survey is going to be, the data from that survey is going to be available to the RDA next week, and they'll be talking about the plant ontology and the trait ontology and the crop ontologies. So it will be put out in front of this big audience of people who are really interested in data standards, and there's groups working on all sorts of animals and different systems. So the RDA's mandate really is data standards around the world. So unfortunately, I not plan to go to the plenary, but I'm hoping to maybe go to the plenary in September this fall.
Rosemary is joining,
and Esther is, and I think Sophie from INRA is going to, and Richard is going to be there. So it'll, and we're going to have a conference call with them while they're in San Diego. I'll join in. And we have our, so the next item on the agenda here is the, our position is advertised for the Oregon State curator position. We can, it's advertised on various sites. I have a link to one of them here. It's advertised at American Society of Plant Biology, so you can see it there. And we're also putting it out through our social internet and webs. It's on the Plantium website and so on. And I talked with Pankaj yesterday, and there's a number of people that have already applied, so it's getting quite a bit of attention. So I'm not sure when we're going to start interviewing for that, but that should be coming along soon. So that'll be great. And we also had a, we just had an undergrad student join the group, which is wonderful because we've been very shorthanded for a long time. So his name is Ethan Johnson, and he's very keen, and he's going to work on annotating. We have a data set from the recent plant phenotype pilot project, and the paper on that is just coming out in Plant Methods. The preliminary PDF is already up on that site, and he's going to help us annotate. And that's a data set consisting of 6 plant species. There's rice, maize, Rhabdopsis, soybean, Metacago, and tomato was the other one, I'm pretty sure. So we have about almost 3,000 mutants in those plants, which are associated with known genes, and they've all been annotated already with Plant Ontology, Go, Pato, and we are going to add the annotations to the TO terms. So that's really exciting to have Ethan on board. So that's about all I have. This I left on this information about the discussion about the white paper. We haven't really had time to do anything about that, but it's something we all should be keep thinking about. And you know, if you have ideas, maybe we can talk about it next month and get something going on getting a position paper out. So anybody else have things they want to add? I guess George couldn't join us. I don't know what time it is, but everyone's happy. Eugene, you have any updates from your end, or?
Nothing new. I'm still reading the documents.
Yeah.
I expect some to have some questions for you guys in the next few days.
Yeah. One of the things that we talked about at the beginning of the meeting that you missed was I kind of put out the question about whether we want to keep this schedule or do we want to send out a new doodle poll for next month. And yeah, do you have a feeling about that? I think this time wasn't great for you, right?
Not really. And then I know next term is going to be just about the same. So maybe we can redo it. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll circulate a new doodle poll. I probably won't get that done today, but maybe in tomorrow or next week. For next month's meeting.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Okay. If that's everything, then I think we'll call it a day. Pankaj sent his apologies that he didn't make it, but he will be able to listen to this on the recording later. Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.